Previously on Foul Monkeys, Herb's mom pays a visit.
This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
Damn!
You should have heard what your mom said earlier. She was so dirty.
No se preocupe, porque yo puse un montón de sunscreen.
I would die if my mom said
that. Shizzle.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
This is Flossie.
This is Drew.
This is Wagner.
And this is back. Episode 151.
Okay, what I was going to say, and I do remember.
This
I
is continued.
I see those beady looks in your eyes. What I was going to say is
you
that.
You remember. I'm my, impressed.
Yeah. We always have to get a little racist here and there. And as we just spoke about.
But we're not really racist.
I know, not at all.
Not at all.
If you saw where we used to live, you would be like, "Oh yeah, we're cool." Okay, so who? What friend? You had? You said you had some black, really drag queenish friend who had. You just had to share with you that
previously
Flossie,
on Foul Monkeys.
What?
Herb's mom
what?
Pays a visit.
Oh, I forgot to turn it off, and that was at the end. Sorry.
Oh. Was okay. Drew doing that? I was like, "Damn, he's good."
This summer, right? All right. So I love how your like black coworker had to just felt the need to tell you that your name was a slave name. It's like, okay, just because you're black does not mean you're a fucking spokesperson for like Black History Month.
But maybe
just
you thought it was
no. Don't defend. Just listen to me. I don't like it when people. Feel that they are spokespersons for their whatever, their genre, their race, their gender. Dude, you don't speak for everybody, so shut the hell up. Not every person who's not black wants to know everything about the black race all the fucking time, especially during Black History Month, because that's when we get it shoved down our throats. Excuse you. So, like when Lorraine did it at your birthday, that's okay, because we asked her, and it was funny, and it was like hilarious, and we learned something. We learned that picnic is a totally racist word. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, because it was how like, they now this is the terms of I'm not a racist person, so please don't get angry.
Well, you don't have to say it. Just allude
but
to it.
But it was like they used to pick nig. And yeah. So the term came up as picnic.
No
like,
kidding.
Like pick yeah. them to go
yeah.
pick cotton.
But
you know?
Pick inward.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
so,
amazing.
You know, it was informative. That's different. But like some coworker, oh hey, guess what? Your name was a slight, you know, I don't know. It's just like shut the hell up, dude. I'm gonna be
well,
chill.
my feeling when he told me that, I was like honored to be named that.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but no. Okay, but Flossie may be a slave name. Florence is not.
Right.
Florence is a name from Europe. Hello.
Well, Flossie actually was my grandmother's name. I was named after my mm-hmm. grandma.
Yeah, but wasn't
Flossie.
Her name Florence?
No, her birth name was Flossie.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and they were going to name me Flossie. And then my grandmother, who was a businesswoman also, said to my mother, don't name her Flossie. Name her Florence.
Everybody
let her nickname be
black.
Flossie. No. My grandmother said, it's kind of hard to go through life as a businesswoman with the name Flossie.
Right. And you know what's kind of funny, though, is that both of the names that people that I refer to me as are both like, apparently black names, even though Cedric, which is my actual name, is actually like a Celtic name from Ireland.
Yes, it's an old English name like yeah. Flossie. They're both old names.
Mine's an old English name. Richard.
Somehow, like that's mm-hmm. been adopted. Like
remember Sir
German.
Cedric?
Sherman.
Yeah.
Sir Cedric.
Yeah, like he was like one of the knights of the
Round Table. Sir Richard Burton.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like I don't know how that gets like adopted. Like it's funny sometimes how people like forget history because you know what I mean. Like I don't think I've ever met a white Herb or a white Cedric. They're all black every time, and they all think that those are black names. And it's like, yeah, right. No, I know. I mean, there's exceptions that other people have met, but I have never met a white Herb or a white Cedric ever.
I knew another Herb, and he was gay.
Really?
He was a little white guy.
Damn. I think that maybe the reason why he said it to your mom is because it reminded him of a good thing in the past.
Dude,
so
the slave trade was not a good thing.
Well, no, but how old was he?
He was probably like early 40s.
So, you know, he probably had a grandmother that was probably named Flossie.
And he loved me. Mm-hmm. And he was extremely flamboyant. He kept inviting me to his show, his drag queen show, which I've been to a couple already, but he wasn't in it. So I'm going to find out where he's at because I want to go. I'm going to go, it's me, Flossie.
I don't know. I just think that, like, I just think that kind of thing is weird.
Please, my name, like, my last name is obviously German. It's Wagner. Well, Wagner. Composer
Wagner.
Wagner.
Yeah. I like that.
First name, I was named after Bill Cosby's daughter.
Erica.
And yes, and I've never known a white girl with the same name. Every Erica I've ever known is black.
My best friend when I was a kid was Erica.
Was she white?
She was.
All right.
Yes. Dude, Erica, yes. Dude. Okay. You know Susan Lucci? The actress?
Yeah.
Okay, her character on All My Children Erica. Was Erica
Everyone,
King.
And they all say I look like her, too. They're like, you remind me of... Nice. Well, and I don't watch that show. Like,
you're not Asian.
I know.
She's not Asian-ish. No, she's not.
The
reason she's Asian-ish is because she's had a lot of plastic surgery.
Right, that's it.
She turned Asian.
I think I'm turning Japanese.
I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so.
Well, that ex... boyfriend that I had, I refused to call him my boyfriend, but the ex guy that I was drinking,
the guy
that I was dating.
It all comes out now.
Ooh. Look at her face. Look at her neck. It's all red.
Excuse me.
That was so funny. Just
call him the stoner that you had to dump. There you go.
Right, the stoner that I had to dump once he got charged. I was like, whoa, okay, I don't need this in my life. Anyway. Anyway, where was I?
That was great. Drinking something.
His daughter's name is Erica.
And he's white?
He's white.
All right.
Yeah. Somebody from out of town, but you finally found him.
Finally.
All right, so... All right, moving on. We have Wagner on the show, and you know we have a segment called Tales from the Wagon.
And here we go.
So here we go. We got a new tale. Would you like to put your headphones on so you can hear yourself?
All right, fine.
Wait, you don't have to.
No, they're on now. You have deaf. It doesn't make a difference. All right, my tale from the wagon this week. Sunday night, we all go to the same bar. Every Thursday, every Sunday, we're at the same bar. Sunday, we go to the bar. And because it was raining, it was extremely slow. So, like, no one was in there except for myself, Dom, and his younger brother's the bartender there, Drew, and, like, a few of our other friends. Because they were bored, and I don't even know how the heck this started. Next thing I know, Drew's getting a 5-gallon...
As with most things.
Yeah. A 5-gallon bucket of ice dumped on him out of nowhere by Dominic.
As with most things.
Yes. And water, a water hose and, like, just being sprayed with water. We were all soaking wet. At the bar, and had to like push the water
out the door. Was he already drunk?
Gotta get the microphone.
I said they were using the spritzers behind the bar.
Dominic
found a hose somewhere when he pulled out the hose.
Like from outside, and he drugged it inside. And
I don't even know. Next thing I know, there's a hose being sprayed, so we're all soaking wet.
Yeah,
like everyone. And there weren't that many people in there. And
it's
luckily,
a wet bar.
It was nuts. So then we have to like sweep all the water out and like put a fan there to dry it all out. Yeah, get all the ice out.
Which, but for listeners everywhere, that doesn't happen in Florida. Nothing dries. Like you spill something on yourself and it's that spot is there for 5 hours or until the night. Like when you clean your carpets, it's there goes the weekend.
Yeah, it is true. Oh, like we'll start first off. They thought because I love money, dude. I love money. Like, my new saying is actually, I'm allergic to broke, I'm addicted to stunting, I'm infatuated with hoes, and I'm in love with money. It's a Playa song.
Wait, I was going to say, you got it from something.
Yeah, it's a Playa song. I love it. So they thought it was funny to light their cigarettes with dollar bills. So I look over, and Dominic's lighting his cigarette with a dollar bill, so I jumped over the bar to grab it and stop him. The next day, my leg just completely bruised from that. Because I'm accident prone as hell. And finally, we got everyone out of the bar because I think they were sick of the harassment. And out of nowhere, someone had brought a super soaker in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, into the bar. And I'm sitting there minding my own business, and Dominic starts drowning me with a super soaker. So I go and hide behind a table, and I'm crouched down. He gets on the table and starts squirting me from up ahead. So I go to take off. I'm in crouching position. I just sprint face first in the pool table.
Ooh. Oh.
I split my lip open, ooh, and like my whole jaw was swollen, and it's still sore as heck, and I'm spitting out blood.
See, because when you first were like, yeah, my whole mouth is sore and my jaw's all swollen, I was like, what were you doing this weekend?
Well, what I had told people, I was like, look,
she was drinking.
Someone owed me money, and I went to collect.
Oh,
that's what
God.
I've been telling
they
people.
Beat my ass.
Yeah, well, they punched me in the face, so I stomped them. That's what I've been telling. But really, no.
I went Chuck Norris on their ass.
Oh right? My God.
No, face first into a freaking pool table. And
Chuck Norris does not fall face first into pool tables and break his jaw. Pool tables fall face first into Chuck Norris.
That's right. And thinking, you know, you run into a pool table, you might hit your abdomen. You know, maybe your thighs, not your face, because I was in the crouched position. It was
you
just
did not
face
just
first.
Say abdomen.
Yeah. That well, was, my viscera.
Is that a word very, you don't like?
My viscera.
No, that was very scientific.
That
was
very,
very
eloquent, Wagner.
Dude, okay, most people don't know, but Wagner has like a total bachelor's degree from college.
I know.
Crazy,
when
right?
When I'm not talking all hood.
Right?
I'm talking
no, it's
fashion.
Crazy.
Is that
dude?
Hood?
I don't know. I switch it up. Sometimes I confuse people and they're like, what?
And then you start talking like this. I'm like, what up, y'all?
I know, because right. I'm very Southern. So, you know, I got a Southern drawl, even though no one in my family's Southern. I acquired it over the years as being from Auburndale.
Oh, okay.
But that's what happened Sunday, and it really sucked. I thought I broke my teeth because I hit it so hard, but luckily I didn't. I just
good thing, because then people think you're on meth.
I know, right?
Yes.
And I'm so accident prone. Like, every time I really hurt myself badly, it's my own fault. I've only broken one bone in my whole body, and it was in my foot, and that's because I was drunk and playing tennis barefoot at 11 o'clock at night in L.A., Lake Alfred.
And let me guess, the
like
broken
Los
foot
Angeles
had nothing to do with
it did have to do with the tennis. Someone hit me a ball, and I jumped to hit it, and I landed on it, like, backwards, and they're like, you know, that looked really bad. I'm like, it's all good, because I was drunk as hell. I was drunk before they came and got me, and they're like, let's go play tennis. I'm like, what?
Who plays tennis?
I don't know. Apparently, we
I
do. Well, I haven't played tennis since.
Dude, they've already brainwashed
but
you,
Drew, you're gay. We expect that from you. Oh, wow.
Dude, microphone.
We'll go play tennis, Drew. Because I have tennis rackets.
True.
That I found
drunk
in
tennis,
the trash.
Yo. Drunk tennis.
I know. Right. I won't play drunk tennis again. Hell no. Not after that. I had to go get a cast and all kinds of crap.
Dude, my friend did that one time, and she went like drunk skateboarding, and she like broke into the skate park and was like sliding all over the bowl. And she like, later she came home, and her whole hand was like twice as big as her other hand.
Did she break it?
All one bruise.
Because I came home, like I didn't realize. I was like, no, I'm good. It was like 1 a.m. I was trying to go to sleep, and I'm like, oh my God, this hurts so bad I can't even go to sleep.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to wake my younger brother up because he was my roommate at the time. And I'm like, I woke him up, I'm like crawling to his room. I'm like, I think I broke my foot.
Oh, yeah, he told me.
Yeah, he's like, you're drunk. Go back to sleep. I'm like, no, I'm serious. Look at this. And he's like, no, I got to go to school in the morning. Go back to bed.
Okay, like, whoa. So, Super Soaker?
Oh, yeah. Anyways, that was pretty much it. I busted my face real hard. Wow. It really sucked. Like, it was awful.
And Wagneritis, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Last show, I think y'all talked about like how Herb and Drew have jobs now.
Oh, yeah.
It's because they finally defeated Wagneritis. Go look it up on urbandictionary.com.
Seriously, look up WAGNERITIS.
Yeah. And should I read it or should I just let them see it?
No, just
you can read it.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right,
yeah.
So here we go. Wagneritis. Is it really a noun?
It's an adjective, isn't it?
Yeah, and then a verb.
I was like real drunk when I wrote it.
So. Oh, okay.
I think, is
it's
it not a noun?
An adjective.
Yeah, a noun because
a person,
place, or
thing.
A person,
place,
or thing.
Right. Yeah, it's a disease, so okay.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Excuse
right.
me.
Thank you, Flossie.
You're absolutely welcome.
All right, you ready? Wagneritis. Wagneritis, an acute contagious disease that directly affects the ability
Whoa. You were drunk, but you managed to belt out acute.
I have a big vocabulary.
Was it like a cute, and then it just turned?
No,
kind
no,
of
that's a word because it's
no,
it's
no, no,
very
no.
Cute.
I know. But when you're drunk, you say acute.
I guess I don't know, man.
Is it spelled right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay,
everything
if it
on
spelled
here
spelled that way. Acute. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it's spelled right.
All right, so here we go. An acute contagious disease that directly affects the ability to go to a job or school. Symptoms vary from a simple inability to arrive on time to severe symptoms, which include unwillingness to get out of bed and or refusal to be employed. Oftentimes, the disease is passed easily among close friends, family, and coworkers. If not addressed early on, Wagneritis can lead to being broke, living with parents, and or ergophobia.
P.S. and or working in GC services at least once in your life.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, it's so true.
I think that's where people get Wagneritis.
Oh, yeah. But see, Wagneritis leads to Drewitis, which is the ability to lose your car and your job at the same time.
And
which I've gotten four people with.
And other people's identities.
I've gotten four people.
And not eat sugar. And not eat sugar. You forgot that, too.
Oh, no, no. Drew eats a lot of sugar.
Yeah, yeah.
He probably
eats
more sugar.
Okay, for those of you at home,
rip into him.
Oh, sugar.
Wait, you're not in front of the microphone.
Oh. Wait, you mean you can't talk behind this microphone?
No.
Oh, okay.
You can move it back and forth, though.
Dude, for those of you listening at home, Drew has diabetes,
and you would
never be able to tell unless we told you because he eats more like me.
But
than
Drew's cute because he has diabetes.
He's the worst diabetic ever.
Ever.
Hello.
Well, we like right, to Flossie. Hide. Dominic likes to hide his candy next to Drew's insulin in the fridge.
I know he like wraps the insulin in candy, fake candy wrappers, you know, that were like already eaten out and stuff. It's crazy.
So what what do you have to say to him in a 2-minute lesson?
Okay, this is a very important thing for you.
Just tell him what can happen because that'll scare the shit out of him. Remember,
that might be what she's going
to
do.
You want me to tell him that? That's what I'm going to tell him. Okay, this is very important, especially for men. When one does not take care of their diabetes, it depends on how long you've had it, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, and if you have juvenile diabetes.
Yes, that was like 12.
Okay, so
as I said, since I was 12,
as you know, I'm sure it can have secondary problems, you know, like affecting your eyes, your heart, your limbs, and it can cause ED, erectile
dun, dun,
dysfunction.
Dun.
Yeah, I was just gonna say,
yes.
Dude, those commercials are so hilarious. The
and
other
it's
day,
true,
I had an
you
itch.
Do not want that.
Well, Drew has a pump that, like, you know, takes care of him.
They
so
have pumps for penises, too, you know.
Oh. So you can take care
I
of that.
I thought you were talking about that kind of pump. Stand up, boy. Stand up.
Oh. Mama likes it from behind.
I like where this is going.
I had a patient when I used to work in dialysis, and he had a little pump in there, and we were told this. And so we were like, huddle around without him seeing you. Maybe he'll pump it up. Yeah.
He really did have
a
pump.
Yeah, he had a pump in his penis, and he pumped it up, and it would make the penis
erect.
Like
a Reebok sneaker?
Yeah, and then
he was disabled from like the waist down?
He was on dialysis, and he had diabetes, and a lot of times patients who end up on dialysis have diabetes.
Dude, I love those commercials where it's like, I had an itch the other day, so I asked my doctor about it, and it turns out I have erectile dysfunction. And then it's like, you know, and then it's like some advertisement about a medicine about it. It's like, what
a
the
thousand
hell
years
did that
from
have
now,
to do
when
it?
They look back at our society, they're gonna be like, everyone had limp dick. Everybody.
Right. Everybody. Right.
That's why there's none of them left.
They weren't able to procreate their species.
Right.
All right. So, did you want to finish what you want to say to him, or is that it?
Well, yeah. I just wanted to mention it to you. So. Since you're such a good-looking stud, you want to keep that going.
We call
for
it
you.
Lust.
So Mama said, "Take care of your ass."
Yeah.
So do that.
I like my dick, so yes, I will.
That's right. From now on, when I'm riding your ass about your diabetes, I'm like, check your pump, Drew. I'm gonna be like, you're gonna get ED.
We're gonna have to buy Mama you. Said. We're gonna have to buy you Reebok pumps.
Oh, Reebok pumps. I had a pair of those.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I forgot to call my mom.
Can you imagine, Drew?
Oh, yes.
Remember, I was supposed
so
to
I'm gonna have to...
I was
Drew, supposed... pump your dick like a Reebok.
I was supposed to call my mom and tell her happy birthday.
Why
I mean, I called her
our...
earlier.
Why don't we sing her happy birthday on here?
You forgot to call your mom on her birthday?
No,
I called her.
Yes.
But I told her I wanted to call her while we were doing the show.
All right, do it on Skype. Do it on Skype.
No, it's too late, Herb. She goes to work at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
But we can sing her happy birthday.
Yeah, you can still leave her voicemail.
I don't think she listens.
I think Flossie just wants to sing happy birthday.
Oh, sing happy birthday to her in Spanish.
Oh, no.
Oh,
yeah,
Feliz Navidad.
Oh, that's Merry Christmas.
I know, I'm being silly.
She
it's
won't
Feliz
Cumpleaños.
I know, that's just, she won't know.
Does
Feliz
Cumpleaños.
Virginia.
Okay. I'm not dissing, but she won't know the difference. Sing Merry Christmas.
Just be like Feliz anything.
Oops,
Feliz
sorry.
Dog food.
Yeah. What was I going to say? I forgot. It was about
Feliz,
your mom's birthday.
Happy
oh, yes. No, I remember. When anybody has a birthday, anybody, I call them up and I sing happy birthday to them. That's one of the things I do. And they love it.
Aww.
Because it's like, oh, my God, nobody ever does this. But I think it's fun to do that.
Oh, my
it
God,
is.
There's
yeah.
a huge mosquito on my cup. Sorry.
sorry.
Did you touch it, Ricky?
Sorry. My boyfriend had to be...
Okay, you're awful prissy. I don't see you touching
it. Yeah, I was
going
to say, sorry,
my
boyfriend...
I have a hole in my shirt.
I know. It adds +5 to white trash. Word up.
I was going to say, sorry, my boyfriend had to be completely homosexual for a minute.
All right. So here we go. We got some phone calls. Here we go.
Again?
Where'd it go?
Hey, everybody. It's Wilma Jean Pine Pussy calling with an update from Charleston, South Carolina, my new home. I tell you, boys...
We're going to do this one later. Because it's kind of long and we don't have a lot of minutes. So, Miss Wilma Jean Pompous, we will play your thing, your message. So, here we go. Here's the next one.
Hey, it's Justin, aka Whippy Cub from Oklahoma. You guys are probably recording right now because I was talking to Herb. Anyway, I wanted to thank Herb for my birthday shout out last episode. And yes, I'm 27 in Oklahoma. It's all good. Welcome, Mama Said, to the show. Yeah, bye.
Okay, I said this last time, but every time I hear his voice, I always think of like how he sounds so less gay than I thought he would be. Like every time, because I've only heard his voice. It's like once every like 6 months, like when he's left a message or whatever. So it's like, I don't know. It's just
yeah,
amazing.
Which means you don't leave enough messages, bitch.
Basically, leave more, and the more you leave, the less gay we'll think you are.
All right, here we go. Next call. Sorry, we're like in a rush, but I want to try to get this done because I'm fucking hungry. All right, here we go.
When a fat boy needs to eat.
All right, this is the Mexican speaking. So, Ricky, you better not fucking delete this because I will kick your ass, and I'm not calling ever again. So, I have a would you rather with for everyone. So, here's the question. Would you rather sleep in the spoon position, both of you naked, with either Michael Jackson or Britney Spears?
Easy.
And her... Calm down, because I can hear you yelling from here. So I'll talk to you guys later.
Easy.
First of all, before we answer, I'd like to let Christian know you're a hot tranny mouse. You are so fierce. You're a hot tranny mouse. Okay. That's a joke between us. So anyway, I guess that wasn't funny because you guys don't know what I'm talking about.
No, it's Saturday Night Live, but it's still not funny.
So, I'm all about Britney Spears.
Britney Spears.
Yeah,
duh.
That's like a easy. That's like a no brainer.
Yeah, Britney.
She's got that honky tonk, but donka donk.
She's got crazy.
I don't care how crazy she is. She's got the ass, dude. Period. I'll
what
support
about you,
Britney.
Neither.
No, death right, is not an right, option. No.
Oh, okay. Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Diss Michael Jackson.
Do you know
sorry,
it's
Michael
true.
Jackson.
I'm afraid his nose would fall off on me.
Remember on Dave Chappelle? They were like, Mr. Chappelle, even though we have pictures of Michael's penis and both kids identify him as the man that they slept with, you still don't believe he did it? And he's like, dude, they made Thriller. He made Thriller.
Dude, it's Thriller. That is true.
Yeah, it's
so
Thriller,
you choose Michael man. Jackson?
No. So I choose Britney Spears, but what I'm saying is, you know.
Dude, I love old Michael Jackson.
Yeah, me too.
Me
really
too.
Somewhere along the ways, his brain just like snapped and he went freaking nuts.
Yeah.
And got white.
Here we go.
I don't know what the hell happened. Like, yeah. Old Michael Jackson, I love
yes.
him. Now. So he's an awesome dancer.
Yeah,
when
he was younger.
No one dances like Michael
that's
Jackson.
That's right. And that
yeah,
album,
yeah,
the Thriller album,
yes,
I love
awesome.
It.
Dude, and Justin Timberlake has nothing on that.
He really
not even close.
Next
rock
call.
Your body, come on, no.
What about that 50 Cent?
Hey, Ricky Herb and the gang. Just want to give you a quick call to say
song?
I love
I
your program.
Like, oh, what?
And I want to say
you totally can't hear that there's a phone call playing.
Yeah. Wait, what?
So let's reverse that back.
Tell me.
Here we go.
Hey, Ricky Herb and the gang. Just want to give you a quick call to say I love your program. And I want to say I heard you on Tim's show from the Terminally single. And I just want to say that it was very good. Even though you picked on me and said those horrible things about me not posting your show. But I'm just kidding. I deserved it because I was by it. Anyway, I just wanted to know that I did record a show with Tim. And I plan on posting it probably in July of 2009. Just kidding. Anyway, take care. Keep up the great work. And I'll talk at you soon.
That's the guy who showed us his balls.
No, it's not.
Oh, who's that?
That's Tom, Ramble Redhead.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say he sounds too young to have balls
yeah.
like that.
Well, you should show us your balls. How about that?
So Tom, he's cool. He's from the Ramble Redhead show. And he actually recorded a show with us last October and didn't post it until April 1st.
I like the way he says
or I think around there. So. Mm.
Yeah.
But we always pick on him about it. That's why he said, oh, I'm not going to post that show until 2009.
Wagner went to the... Restorium. Well, she chucked her wagon to the bathroom.
Ew.
She's chugging those Colts, yeah.
All right, Colt, so we have one more call.
Killing them Redskins.
We have two more calls, but here we go.
Hey, y'all. This here's Wilma Jean Pine.
And I have not heard this one yet.
Coming to you from Charleston.
Two?
I wanted to call and give y'all an update on how things are going with me and my new life as a preacher's wife. I've been juggling my sex therapist career by day and my new position as the chairman of the fundraising committee down at the church for the Ladies Auxiliary. As you remember from the last time I called, I've been preparing for my first meeting with the ladies where I had to come up with a fundraising idea. Well, I presented my idea for a fundraiser, and it was met with very cold shoulders. Anyway, here it goes. Y'all tell me what y'all think of my idea. I thought about having a cakewalk. I thought that'd be a lot of fun, but with one little twist. With my twist, I think it would raise quite a bit of dough, if you know what I mean. Well, anyway, here's the twist. The ladies would each be asked to bake their favorite from scratch cake. Mine is that German chocolate recipe that my Aunt Helga gave me when I was just knee-high to a grasshopper. Anyway, we bake our cakes, and then we put in one very special ingredient. I'll get to that later. Anyway, so the ladies would bake their special cake and bring it down to the church. The men of the church would buy a ticket to be in the cakewalk. As each man wins the cake of his choice, he would sit down and dig in, revealing the special ingredient, a pair of the baker's panties. Their job then would be to match up the panties with their owners. If they were successful, then they could take that baker home. See what I mean by profitable? I think the men would pay good money for a good piece of that cake. Don't you agree? I just thought it was a nice southern twist on the old Key Club idea, you know? Well, this idea went over like a 70-year-old stripper doing a table dance at a wake. So now I got to come up with more ideas. Well, anyway, that's my cross to bear. I just wanted to give you guys an update on how things are going. It was nice chatting with you, and I hope to hear from you soon. Bye, y'all.
I love Wilma Jean Pine Pussy.
She says she got umpteen acres of land. She should make a cornfield maze.
She has 100 acres.
You said that.
You were so country.
Yeah, I'm from Auburndale, y'all.
With her 45 Colt in hand.
This is 32 ounces of Colt 45.
Right.
You know what? We didn't play the closing clip of the last show, did we?
No, you got to put that in there.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll have to do that. So, all right, we're at 30 minutes. Actually, 28, so.
Jeez, Alex, you're back.
Flossie goes home tomorrow.
Yeah. Meow, meow.
But we might have some good news later.
Yeah, that we can share.
Oh, so it's gonna be monumental news.
So we're just chilling out with that, and you guys can always call and leave messages for Flossie because she listens to the show when she can.
Yes, absolutely.
And she loves being on the show.
I think next time Flossie comes down, me and her are gonna go out drinking.
I think you're right.
Hell yeah.
Minus the busted lips and swollen.
Right, right.
And
as long as we're not a super soaker involved, we're good.
Right. All right, so I want to remind everyone to go to the website at foulmonkeys.com. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL.
Well, I guess I won't say anything.
Sorry.
Hey, check out our blog. I'm going to put up some pictures of this past weekend, which was really, really fun. And leave us a review on iTunes because I will write you a poem and I have like 5 to do now, but I will do it. I promise. I'm working now, so
woohoo!
It's pretty cool.
Yay! Beat that ice.
Right. So
andale, andale. Arriba, arriba, arriba.
And I have to say that Salvation Army, definitely you meet like the most interesting, and I stress with like bold underline italicized interesting people in this town ever. Like, damn. You know, like, wow.
And then make sure you send us stuff at PO Box 725 Lakeland, yeah. Florida, 33802. Anything. We love anything. We renewed the post office box so you can send us stuff. And then I just want to thank Flossie for everything she's done this week. And thank you, Mom, for inviting us down to Miami.
Oh, and she made picadillo, which is the bomb. Look it up online.
It's really like super good. I duly approve.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And thank you all for inviting me. I just love you guys. And it's so great to see Drew again. Yay. And it's wonderful to meet Wagner.
She's got the hots for Drew.
She wants Drew and Fry in one bed.
Well, dude, ooh, honestly.
Come to Arizona.
I don't blame her. They're not my type, but I don't blame
her. We have fun in my pool.
Say that in Spanish. Say that in Spanish.
Yeah, say it in Spanish.
Podemos gozar mucho en mi piscina.
Piscina does not sound like pool.
Piscina is pool, yeah.
All right, so people, we're out of here. We'll see you.
You could be like, yeah, I'll have a number Drew with a side of fry.
Oh, nice. I like that.
Yep.
All right, we're out of here, people. Bye.
Dessert.
This is Ricky.
Zarp.
Flossie.
Drew.
Wagner.
Everybody say bye to my mom.
Bye, Mama said.
Bye, Mom.
Bye.
Bye.